Okay, you guys ready to talk about cost behavior? I think we're on page 9 of your workbook. Be still my heart. Cost behavior. Woo! All right, we are going to talk about cost behavior. Now, if you take a real quick look at page 9, but also flip over to page 10, they go together. We're going to talk about costs from the standpoint of, first of all, on page 9, direct and indirect, which relates to what concept of costing? What does it say on the top of your page 9? Does it say?
Product?
Yes! Here we go, good. Product or service costing, right? So in a world where we have multiple products or services, we want to get all of our costs to those products or services. Why would we want to do that? So we know whether they're profitable or get guidance on how we should price them to be profitable, right? So we have that realm. Now, if you flip over the page real quick, we also, and it's related, talk about costs as either fixed, variable, or semi-variable. Now, the perspective here is more from a forecasting standpoint. As different things happen, as the business goes up or down, certain business events happen, we want to be able to predict how costs are going to behave. Why in the world would we want to be able to do that? Sure, it's going to impact cash flow. We need to plan for resources. We need to know when we're going to be able to draw on cash balances or contribute to cash balances, when we might need to draw on a line of credit or be able to pay down a line of credit. We need to know aspects of when resources need to be available and how that's going to happen. It's all a forecasting perspective. So we're going to spend the next several minutes talking about that. Then we're going to do a little activity over on page 11 related to that to kind of set that in. Now, once we're done with that, we're going to talk about concepts of calculating break-even point, and we're going to talk about concepts of depreciation.